Well, friend, we're continuing with lessons on who is God. Last time we left off, we were reading in Psalm 34, and we just read about God being with the broken in spirit. Kind of ended that a little early. It was 15 minutes there. Didn't mean to do that, but that's where we left off. And now we're going to go to, we're still in Psalms, and we're going to go to chapter 36. And we're going to read verses 5 through 8. And in verse 5, "Your loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God! And the children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They drink their fill of the abundance of your house, and you give them to drink of the river of your delights." What a wonderful image of God. Here we continually see who God is here. He's a loving God, full of loving kindness, you know, always extended with his arms open towards us. You know, he doesn't turn away from us. You know, when we think of our earthly fathers, even though, you know, some of us have had good fathers and, you know, others haven't had good fathers, but as far as God, compared to that, you know, when we do wrong and when we're in the wrong, of course, you know, he wants to discipline us to get back on the track, but it's not like out of anger. More you can think of it as out of concern, because he paid so much to be in us. He doesn't want to lose us. You know, he died to gain us. So it's not like he's going to be flippant or, you know, all emotional with us, you know, in fits of anger. He's constant. And that's what, you know, I want to paint with these series of Bible studies. That God is a loving God. You know, he's just. You know, even though we go through our lives and, you know, and we may make some wrong choices or whatever, you know, we can count on his justness. You know, he's fair in our in his judgments toward us. You know, but it doesn't linger there. He's also a merciful God too. And he's a faithful God. You know, we can depend on him. He doesn't run away from things. You know, he doesn't hide from things. And of course, we read that he's a righteous God. And here, we read of his caring for us, O Lord, in verse 6. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. I mean, he keeps us alive, basically. You know, that he wants to show us his loving kindness. You know, he doesn't want to beat us over the head constantly when we do wrong things. I'm a good one for that, because I seem like I'm always doing wrong things. But he's there. You know, when we turn around and get up from our mistakes. He's there to accept us and to help us get back on the right way. We can continue reading, well, here in verse 8, just of his compassion for us and his constant giving to us. Here in verse 8, they drink their fill of the abundance of your house. He gives us everything, like the doors are open to us. We're his children. We're his children. Nothing is held back from us. The only way that we don't attain things is if we're not trusting and our heart is not right. You know, it's all on us. And finishing up in verse 8, and you give them to drink of the river of your delights. God wants the best for us in anything. He's always desiring to put our great attributes, you know, to work for him. He wants to give us the substance of our dreams, basically. Even things that we don't know that is inside of us, God brings it to light to be used for his glory. So he guides us in that regard, you know, and that's loving kindness, and that's mercy. For with you is a fountain of life. In your light we see light. And I just, when I'm going to finish that with verse 9. Okay, we're going to jump over to still in Psalms. We're going to go up to chapter 68. And we're going to read verses 5 and 6. Here, verse 5, a father of the fatherless and a judge for the widows is God in his holy habitation. God makes a home for the lonely. He leads out the prisoners into prosperity. Only the rebellious dwell in a parched land. And here we see, as we're taken back to what I said before about viewing God, you know, as a father figure. He is someone we can look up to, basically, and emulate. This is the role of a father. The role of a father is one who instills discipline, instruction. He teaches us wisdom, you know, ways to, the right way to do things. He instills us, or should help instill in us, a good character. And he helps us out, you know. He's always leading us in a good direction. You know, that's what we expect a good father to do. And that's who God is. God is a father of the fatherless. And he's a judge for the widows. I guess back then, you know, a lot of widows didn't have good representation because of the type of society they were in. It was male-oriented, and a lot of women whose husbands had died, they did not have that representation in their village for them. God, here, God stood up for them. You know, it was God in that gap for the widows. And it seemed like God is always on the side of the, you know, the brokenhearted or the downtrodden. He's there for the underdog, basically. God is a God of the underdog. God makes a home for the lonely, verse 6. He leads out the prisoners into prosperity. What a juxtaposition there, you know, here we were in prison, in the prison of our flesh, in the prisons of sin, in the prisons of pain, of hopelessness, of despair. And God's taken us out of that jail, and He leads us into the prosperity. As we read back in the last verses, you know, the drink of His rivers of pleasure. You know, God, like I said, has opened His doors wide up for us. Has made available the whole world to us. To be used for His glory. And that's the thing, we have to watch out for our intentions. You know, as long as we're humble, He is for us. And we see here the other choice. Only the rebellious dwell in a parched land. So that should give us some pause here, because obviously, when we do not want to do what God wants us to do, we're basically not obeying Him. And just to call it, you know, for what it is, we're rebelling from His instructions. And God, being the ever gentleman that He is, He lets us enjoy our decisions, as it may. So whatever our decisions bring, whether it brings us to Him, or whether it brings us, you know, out of His pathway, He lets us choose that. And if some people want to be rebellious, He lets them choose that. But the fruit of that is parchedness. It's dry. It's empty. So I guess that, you know, I think of that in my life. You know, the things that I have rebelled against God about, you know, in my life. You know, and I look back and I'm thinking, you know, well, I wasn't feeling God's presence. You know, I wasn't, you know, I wasn't having a very fruitful few months. Then I look back at what I was doing, you know, what I was thinking about, what I was, basically what my actions were. And I did not have my mind on God. So He wasn't leading me, you know, in the bountiful pleasure, you know, of His glory. So basically, we have to watch our choices. It's a very fine line, but always try, you know, to go to God's path. And like I said, He's a merciful God. He gives us leeway. You know, He'll protect us. You know, because He knows our heart. And if He knows your heart is genuine, you know, He knows if you're struggling, you know, He knows that. And He's not going to beat you down. He's going to try to stand you up. You know, we just have to let Him and trust Him. You know, and just know that He's right. Okay, we're jumping up here. We're going to go to Psalm 86. And we're going to go to verse 15. Okay, there we go. Verse 15. But You, O Lord, are God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness and truth. Again, that's who God is. Over and over we read this. You know, over and over we need to understand that that is who God is. A a merciful and gracious God. You know, He gives us leeway to make mistakes, you know, and He disciplines us in those right moments when He knows that it's going to be a fruitful discipline, basically. It's going to bring about fruit. It's like pruning a bush or a tree. You know, you prune it, it may hurt, and the tree may look bare, but in its due season, it will bear a lot of fruit, and it will prosper. You know, and a lot of times, that's the way we have to think about, you know, God. He's doing things when we let go and let Him work in our lives. He's going to do things that we see are going to, that makes us uncomfortable. But those things are just necessary for us to grow in Him and know who He is more deeply. But You, O Lord, are God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness and truth. And I guess we can look at these as promises, you know, of who God is, God's attributes, basically. We can depend on that. We can depend on His loving kindness. We can depend on His truth. We can depend on His mercy and His grace. Anything. And we can depend on that. And trust that that's who God is. Okay, we're going to go up to Psalm 94. Psalm 94. And we're going to read verses 1 and 2. O Lord, God of vengeance, God of vengeance, shine forth. Rise up, O judge of the earth. Render recompense to the proud. Here's a good scripture here to let us know that God has our back in things. Here, you know, in our society, we depend on judges to mete out judgment to those who do wrong. Judgment to those murderers or thieves who hurt people. Who take advantage of people. You know, God's like that. He stands up for us, you know, when people come against us, when people steal and hurt us. You know, what He does, He asks us to forgive them. We have to forgive them because we know they're human, you know. Well, obviously God knows they're human too, but in our anger, even though we may be right in that anger, we can't meter out justice like God can. So God asks us to withhold our judgment for those people who come against us, who hurt us, who take advantage of us. He wants us to forgive them, you know, and bless them. But in the end, God will have His vengeance on those people. You know, and we know that His vengeance is what? It's justified because He's a truthful God. He's a fair God. You know, and if someone deserves harsh judgment, God's going to give it to them. He's not going to judge a person harshly. You know, without any justification for it. So just rest and know that God has our back. And even though people hurt us or come against us, just know that God takes note of it. And those of you who have kids, You know the anger that you feel when someone comes against your own child. Or those, you know, who have family that you love. You know the anger that you feel when people come against them or hurt them. It's the same way. But even though we're human and we're flawed, God is not. So we can trust that God will pay them back justly. Alright, that's my 20 minutes. So I'm going to try to keep it right at 20 minutes because I know, you know, your life is full. And 20 minutes is good. I know some of the lessons have run upwards of 30 minutes or something like that, but I'll try to watch the clock from here on out. I just want you to be blessed and go with God. Amen.